took the vision into action. So the logo of FHWC displays the world to whom we are called to ministry. The wheat represents the harvest. And a dove represents the Holy Spirit. The Lord instructed him to assemble as a local body of on Resurrection Sunday, April 4, 1999. The members of the Bible Fellowship prayed that the Lord would provide a place where they could gather. With only 4 days remaining before the first service, their obedience and persistence in God provided an open door at the YMCA. This first move of faith proved to be a test of their obedience as the Lord then led them to Shoe Middle School. They continued to grow steadfastly in a place, they continued to grow steadfastly in the Word and as a body. As the ministry continued, they were recognized needed to be in a place of their own, allowing the freedom to come and to go as instructed by the Lord. Pastor Ray set out to survey a number of possibilities, possible faculties to establish the church. It was during the time God showed him a building in Stanton, Delaware. Through faith and patience and renovation was completed on the building formerly known as a women's clinic into what was soon known as the Life Center. After being well established in that location, FHWC body linked arms with the business owners in the community and shared the vision for ministry in the area. The favor of God was extended, and area business owners assisted in feeding families during the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. They united with local pastors and received support from a friend in the gospel, Pastor Phil Davenport of the Wilmington Christian Center for Ministry in the area of outreach, mission, and Bible training. In 2004, floods raged through Scranton, Delaware, the area, and all the material things in the church and daycare center were lost. But the ministry survived. In 2005, God blessed them with a larger edifice and a school in Wilmington, Delaware. Today, lives are being changed, saints are maturing, and families are being restored. They are thankful to God for causing them to be obedient, even when they didn't understand. Obedience is truly better than sacrifice. The foundation has been laid. Now the roots must grow deep so that the Lord can continue to build the house. HCA and HYDC made a transition from the Wilmington location in 2205 Lancaster Avenue to the First Baptist Church building on Basin Road in Newcastle during the school year of 2019 and 2020. While at that location, God increased the school and directed Dr. Williams to pursue a place of their own. While sitting in what is known as the Great Room, which is now our sanctuary, at the new location, 1101 Delaware Street, the Holy Spirit began speaking to Dr. Ray. That evening, said, move everything. And Pastor said, the church too? And God said, yes. And within 3 weeks, we were packed up, it's all true, and gone from Wilmington, experiencing the next leg of the journey that God has for us. The journey, we are just beginning. He has a journey for us. And Pastor, the journey for you is really just beginning.
Yeah.
I heard your story many times over. You said, I'm going to quote you. You was like Olivia, lost and turned down. And some of y'all don't understand about Olivia.
In the wrong
Olivia
place.
Was a wreck. She was a wreck. Holy, I can't think I'm going to sing to y'all. But Olivia was a wreck. And I thank God that, Pastor, you were transparent enough to tell people about your story. See, if people don't know your story, they don't know where you came from all these things that shot me all the time. But they don't know your story. He was Olivia, lost and turned out.
Undo.
He was on his way to hell, is what he's trying to tell everybody. Because he was turned out.
I'm sorry.
And we all have a story to tell.
That
but see, when you serve a mighty God, a God that is sitting high, but he's looking low, a God that loves you in spite of no matter where you are, no matter how turned out you are, no matter how sick you
that's
may be,
to know.
He'll reach out and he'll pull you out. He was Olivia. And I hear always, but God, yes, does count. God canceled that. That butt canceled it out. The butt canceled that Olivia out. Canceled out the story that the enemy was trying to paint. Because see, God knew your story before it even began to evolve. Because he said, I knew you before you were formed in the womb of your mother. So he knew why he sent you here. You had an assignment attached, and the enemy had a glimpse of it. He wanted to snuff you out like me. When Mama Jane sent that letter under the door, that was your turnaround, as you tell us. It was his turnaround. He started out young, y'all. At 16, he was in his own apartment. At 16, he was out of high school. He was on his way to college. But some people counted you out before you was even on your way to college. They told you a school that was suitable for you. See, but we canceled all that out. Because God knew the school he had already predestined you to go to for greatness. Because God knows the thoughts that he already had for you. Not that you would suffer through life, but you had greatness on your life. And I'm so grateful that you grabbed hold to your assignment. That's why we're here today. Because he wanted to give up. He wanted to give up because some of the faces, some of the places, some of the endurement is heavy. I can't imagine what a pastor goes through. I can't imagine when he gets the phone calls. I was some of the phone calls. I'm telling y'all, I'm talking to me. I was some of the phone calls crying.
Let me talk to right through. Children's church
too. A pastor carry a lot of weight. But Pastor, and I also hear you say, well, you come from my hood, y'all. North Philly. But I tell you this, Pastor, all those who count you out because where you came from and what you probably look like, they need to see you today. Because what can God take anything from North Philly and turn it around? Yes, he can, yes, he will, and yes, he has. Because today, we're celebrating the awesome man of God. 25 years in the ministry. He used to be was seen by the devil, but God said, oh no! I have a plan, I have a hope, I have an expected end over your life, son. An expected end, and it's going to fill up with greatness. It's for the compact, I'm telling you, I see it.
Song.
I saw you when you broke down. I saw you when you fell off that ladder, off that second plus floor. I saw you. I heard the tree crack. See, y'all don't know the story. I heard the tree crack. Because he wouldn't wait for Pastor Bruce to pass around. He wants to get it done. The enemy was trying to snuff him out. And from what I'm told, ain't the first time. He took a fall, y'all. And I saw it. I heard the tree and I looked up. Kids running through the playground playing. Nobody knew what was happening. I said, he's falling. Y'all, that's not the end of the story. He had a chainsaw running in his hand. He was past the second floor, cut down the limb on the tree, and snapped.
So
he fell. He fell. I saw it. I do have big eyes. They got bigger. And I screamed. Ah! He fell. And his soul was still running. And the tree hit the ground. Doop! And he hit the ground. Doop! I'm telling y'all, the enemy could kill him on many occasions. Only God. I hear the but God. God can't be let out with that but. Only God can bring him back up. Resurrect him from all those being dead to life. When I went to the hospital, I'm going to tell you, his toes and his fingers were like a couple of sausages rolled up in one. He had broke his right wrist, and his left heel was shattered. He was messed up. He was messed up. But look at him now. Stand up, Pastor. Come on, Pastor. Stand up. Look at him. And he can walk with no limp. And he can run. And he can run, y'all. Ain't that right, Pastor? Because when that raccoon was after you, was running. Yeah, he had a raccoon chasing y'all. And he was running. I saw it. Nancy, I saw it. And he can run fast. Let me tell y'all something. We celebrate the awesome being of God. An awesome, awesome being of God. He is due this acknowledgement on today. Yes, he is. He is due this acknowledgement. Praise God.
Okay, well, there it is.
For you long, because right now, the service is about to take place. Amen. Amen. So here we come
get it over here.
To have our speaker introduced. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, family. Good morning, family. We are in the house of the Lord. We need to give praise. Amen. Before we do the introduction of the speaker and move into the meat of the service, we want to take up and have an opportunity to give to the man of God who served for 25 years. We want to have an opportunity to give thanks and honor his commitment to what God has called him to. And for me, I've had an opportunity to be a part of the ministry for over 20 years, and I've watched the ups and downs and the ebb and flow of ministry work, and I watched him keep pressing and pushing in spite of what it may look like or what it may feel like. You know,
she
Pastor, what we talk about, don't come to me with about how you feel.
I think that's his attitude.
I've watched him walk in faith and do some things in faith that
she didn't come.
Many ministries wouldn't be able to stand.
I see.
You know, and
I see his grandson with
him. I tell the congregation all the time that commitment, that faith that he has should be like the oil that ran down Aaron's beard runs down to everyone that he comes in contact with. And we're here right now because of that faith walk that he's been committed to that allowed us to be able to celebrate 25 years. Amen? And I thank God for the opportunity to be a part of Pastor Ray's life, his family's life, and the Harvest family, because I'm who I am, and my family are who we are, in part because of that relationship.
Yeah.
And I believe everybody here has had a relationship with him, and he has imparted it in some way, fashion, you know, and we're here to honor him and give thanks to him. Amen?
Amen.
I just want to read this scripture, and I'm coming from Galatians 6:6. And it says, the one who is taught the word of God is to share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his spiritual and material support. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He will not allow himself to be ridiculed, nor treated with contempt, nor allow his precepts to be scornfully set aside. For whatever a man sows, this and this only is what he will reap. For the one who sows to his flesh, flesh is simply capacity, and sinful capacity is worldliness. His disgraceful impulses will reap from the flesh ruin and destruction. But the one who sows to the Spirit, Spirit's will, from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good. For at a proper time we will reap if we do not give in. So then, while we as individual believers have an opportunity, let us do good to all people, not only being helpful, but also doing that which promotes their spiritual well-being, especially being a blessing to those of the household of faith, born-again believers. Let the house say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So at this time, we have people around. If you need an offering envelope, please raise your hand. They will have an offering envelope. We also have ways to give online. You can text give, and also you can go to our website and you can give.
Oh, you got out.
So raise your hand.
If close. Cancel.
They're coming around right now. Amen.
But we want to.
And those online.
Y'all over quiet. Y'all know I'm not good in this aspect. I'm about to go outside. The very praise the Lord. The very close. I can feel the wind on the horse. I don't understand. Y'all is the Lord God. And all we do is sit. It doesn't look like you watch the television. Come on, y'all. Okay, you don't understand 25 years of service. You understand you got up and got here today. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! 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 You gonna learn something. You gonna get something. You gonna get a whole lot today. When he can't, you can't, that you could give to him. I don't just need a pastor, y'all. I love my pastor. Don't y'all get wrong. But it's God here today. This is his house. And when you go in people's houses, you don't sit in the corner and act like you're not going to talk to the house. Talk to the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got bringing. I got because we got to have an illustrious worship leader. So I got bringing this name. But the first thing I'm tasked to do when I get up here today is to ask every HCA person in the house to stay. Every parent, every teacher, I need you on your feet, please. Every HCA, every Harvest Youth, the Child and Development Center. Yes. Staff, family, child, stay. Please. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is your honor to tell the world that you are one of the reasons Pastor Brand is here today. You answered the vision and became part of Harvest. And Dr. Ray will tell you, he can't do this without you. God didn't want you to be without him, and God don't want you to be without him. I mean, him and God. And God don't want you to be without each other. We are honored on this side of the harvest to honor all of you for being here, for the commitment of education to your children, for trusting this man of God to set a precedent in the state of Delaware that's never been set before, that your children will be the first to graduate from a Christian, all Christian black college in the state of Delaware. And we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your love. We thank you for being part of this family. Don't ever think you go unnoticed. Not by the man of God, the lady of God, or any of us on this side. We're one, and we pray to God that you understand. If you need, we're here to help. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. We will have our presentation of our introduction of our preacher. By none other than, once again, Lady Patricia. Is he has his PhD. His PhD is not what you think it is. His PhD means power to handle the devil.
So,
and I introduced to some and present to others none other than Bishop Stephen L. H.
Go back to iTunes. Story I tell, you can double click. Can you see something? I don't want to do that.
Hello, everyone. Just on behalf of your children, we just want to say happy 25th anniversary.
Hold on, let me get my real quick.
Story I tell, that no matter the trial, the tribulation, whenever the enemy attacks,
The story I tell.
If I'm going to put it to Pandora.
Star, it is hard to see what you are doing here in the ruins, where this will lead. Oh, but I know that down through the years, I look on this moment. See your hand on,
This up, okay.
And now you will hear none other than our own bishop.
I lift you up.
Go ahead.
That's why I praise you. I lift you up. And I magnify your name. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Y'all play like you scared. That's why I praise you. Come on. I lift you up. Come on. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Can I get 17 of you to worship the Lord? Oh, I love you, David. I love you. Yes, Lord. I love you, Lord, today. Come on, I can't get no help because you came for me. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. In such a special way. Come on. I can't hear you.
I lift you up.
And I magnify,
your name.
That's why my heart is filled.
That's why my heart
is filled. All right, get up, practice it. Now play it the way. Here we go. Give me everything you got. Oh, I love you. Come on, Zion. I love you,
Lord, today.
Oh. Think of something to praise him about. But you need to praise him about the fact that he hung on the cross for you. That he shed his blood for you. I know everything in your life ain't working right, but the God that we serve works all things together. He works all things together. Come on, put your hands together and give a praise. Come on, I said, put your hands together and give a praise. Hallelujah. I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to force you. Because if you ain't got nothing to praise him for, the rocks will cry out. Yeah, I'm going to go shine. Yes, Lord. Did you get out of your bed and come here to look to? Or did you come to the house of God and tell him, thank you? Well, let me see another day. Y'all not going to help me here. Y'all knew what y'all was going to get when y'all invited me, right? So you can sit there and look like you step on Truman if you want. But if he ever snatches the breath out of your life, I don't care if he gives me the job that I want. I don't care if he gives me the car that I want. He gave me another thing that I will rest the Lord. Yes, sir. Y'all don't want to work with me. I said I will bless the Lord. I will. I don't care about you. I will.
Okay.
parties you go to used to call house parties. House parties was when you just had a Saturday night get together. And you go there, you find two or three people just leaning against the wall. Like this. Music is playing. They're drinking that stale punch. Nasty potato chips. You know, the signature select one, not ladies or hers. Then you got other parties you go to when it's actually an occasion. When it's a birthday. When it's a celebration. When it's a time to really praise him. You go in there dancing. Because you think when the Lord has come, y'all don't want to work with me. I'm glad when he's up for harvest. Don't you let your guests praise God more than you harvest. Don't you let your guests thank God more than you.
See y'all.
We take life for granted.
I asked Elder Carmella. My wife was saying, and you know, stay right there. Make y'all work today. Okay. You don't get no bathroom breaks if you got pee, hold it. Okay. I asked Elder Carmella, what time? My wife always say, be cognizant of the time. I said, they knew who they were inviting. So I said, I'm gonna be good. Even the Lord says, I'm gonna go because I have a word from the house. See, there's a difference between a sermon and a direct word from the Lord. And she said, I said, what time y'all used to get it out? She looked at the clock and said, probably like 5 minutes ago. There's that. All right. That ain't gonna happen.
They're gonna argue.
But we're not gonna hold you long. We're here to celebrate. Come on. You can get out of service early.
Every
next Sunday.
I'm gonna go back.
Y'all had a good old ball banquet yesterday. Y'all got all pretty and all that. Y'all eat. So we couldn't make you get other obligations. We sent our prayers. Amen. But when you have a celebration, you need to take time because this man takes time for us. I can't get no help in here. He don't look at the clock and say it's 12 o'clock. I need to stop praying for harvest. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning and maybe he has to see where's Dr. Ray walking around the bedroom floor praying for the church, praying for bills, praying for favor, praying for territory, praying for young people, praying for marriages. Come on. Don't act like you didn't call him at 3 o'clock with an emergency. What did he do? He got out of bed from snowing with his boots and said, Father, help him. Father, I pray and I trust you. So since he doesn't have any sense of time when it comes down to praying for us, we give God all the time that he wants to deal with him today. This is your time of celebration. This is your time of adulation. My preaching time doesn't start until I pray. So those that are timing me, do not use this time. Those that are timing me, better be careful because I might have a prophecy for you. All right. Listen, a couple things I want to do real quickly. Just stay right there. I love Jesus. I just love Jesus. Does anybody other than me just love God? I love him. He looks at the moment that's like me and still chooses to use us. Ain't nobody here cute that cute that God should choose us. Pastor Bruce, ain't nothing. We ain't that eloquent. I don't care how many DDs, PhDs, LMNOPs you got behind your name. Nothing that we do that deserves God's grace. So we're honored every time we have an opportunity. Clap your hands and celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you sit there and stare at me, I'm going to be long. But if you help me preach and act like you're receiving this word, it's going to change the very trajectory of your life. Want to honor the Lord. We cannot do it enough. You say, didn't we do it enough? Didn't we do it enough? You wouldn't be complaining if it was your party. But anyway,
right,
let's
right.
The visionary and this first lady once again for 25 years. We honor you, Dr. Ray, for your work in the kingdom. Amen. As a laborer, we honor your work. We honor you, your wife, your entire family. We honor you. Great man of God. Great man of God. Great man of God. Never heard your name in the wind. Y'all not going to say nothing about that. Never heard your pastor's name on YouTube. Larry, you didn't have to talk about it. Y'all not y'all. Y'all so deep. Y'all so nobody gotta talk about his lack of integrity. And we thank God for you. Sister Sonia, my adjutant, and I want to thank everybody that came out to support this morning. I normally don't do a whole bunch of marketing and advertising and do all of that, but one day I just said, why not? And I'm glad I did. I have sons and daughters, spiritual godsons, brothers, sisters, whatever they want to call themselves, friends, whatever, that have traveled and came today. And I want to thank God, everyone from Greater Works, the old Greater Works. My old church family is here. Brother Tron, one of my brothers and sons in the Lord. Stand up. Come on. We're going to love on you. His beautiful wife. All of y'all stand up. They came from Middletown.
the children. Why y'all gotta do it like a pop? You want your own stuff, you want your own say, and I understand. Love on your Misha, she's there. Who came with you? These your children too. She brought her children. Come on, children, wait. You ain't got to stand. I won't put your hand. You want to stand? You looking pretty hair on me and your girl's naked. You worked a lot on that. Let them see. Over here with the kind of sister Melanie, my brother, sister, sons, and they still be members of our church. Y'all be careful. Y'all might turn around and rip something. Y'all sit down. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. There's a fire in my belly. Whoever I missed. Whoever I miss, all of you back from the Old Faith Harvest, Worship Center, thanks to you, Lottie, Donnie, and
everybody.
Amen. If you would get that. Sister Sonia, yeah, I'm sorry. It's my adjutant. Kiera, my goddaughter, my daughter's in the back. My blood daughter, the dancer. Yeah, she needed a little bit more. She missed rehearsal. Kai, my grandson's in the back. Can y'all believe that? Bishop got a grandson. Five of them. I was doing my bio, we said in the bar, and I asked my wife to proof it, and she had to cross out the number, said, you got it wrong, you don't have four grandkids, you got five. I said, after four, I just say, I got grandkids, because nobody knows how many. Five grand after that, they know who they are. I love each and everybody to call your name, and we've got Representative Sherry Dorsey, Representative, right? Amen, let's thank God, we got a political person that deals with policy. Oh, she ain't got to give him a shot. She can change laws. She's going to leave that alone. Okay. Sister Sonia, my beautiful wife, 33 years. I hope I got that right. She didn't correct me. Stand up, beautiful. I know they already saw you, but I'm in love on mine. Come on, man. Did I miss anybody? I want to buy me a vex, because you know things will get vexed and leave the church. Amen. But I'm going to be sow a seed. I told my wife I want to be a blessing to Dr. Ray. But I called Louis Vuitton store and they said he got everything. I called Gucci and I said I'm trying to find something for Dr. Ray. They said, oh, he's on the mailing list. He got everything. I called Nordstrom. Nordstrom said, no, he's got everything. Matter of fact, he got stuff shipping to him. So I can't afford the stuff. I said, so I just give him something to help towards getting what he wants. But my wife said, what do you get him? I go, I can get him some tea, and he gonna laugh at me. I wear that stuff. I had to wear my red bottom because I knew he was gonna have his on. I know where I'm coming. Amen. But my adjutant, if you would grab those flowers for me, we can never celebrate the man of God without celebrating his boo, his baby, his wife, the first lady, the fragrance of this house, my sister in the Lord. We want to say happy anniversary to you. Amen. All one of those. All that for me. That's for someone else. Amen. Would y'all love on her? Come on, she puts up with them. I know it gets on my nerves sometimes. We want to give you your flowers. Lastly, brother, I'm going to start preaching at 12:30 and give me to at least 1 o'clock. Is that fine? I'll try to get a pitch out of you by 1. Give you a quick word, but I never word out the Lord. There's another bouquet of flowers. I just want to be a blessing to this person publicly just because, and I'll tell you why. The funny thing about it, if you stand up to Sonia, I want you to give them to her because I want her to give them to somebody. This is my adjutant, y'all. She's ever since we graduated from Greater Works, she calls what you need and travels with me. I don't do that much traveling yet, but I believe the Lord's getting ready to release me back into the atmosphere. I feel something burning in my belly. Y'all better pray. Y'all better pray for me. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, stop it. So those flowers aren't for nobody. They're for you. Got you. My car broke down last week, and we were stuck. We were like, the brakes came on, brand new car, and all this stuff started happening. And we like, Lord, my wife got on the phone call and said, we're going to get a rental car. And my goddaughter in the back is a tattletale and a snitch. So she told my adjutant, somehow, that's how I think it went like that. She said, they're getting ready to get a rental car. And she said, no, my bishop is not getting a rental car. My first lady is not getting a rental car. And she gave us her car. She said, I'll get around some other way. Yeah. say thank you to their family. We're taking that word of God. So I went and bought some flowers and said, I want to be a blessing publicly and say thank you for that. And not only did she do that, then when the guy didn't fix it when he was supposed to fix it, we said, well, we're not going to overstay our blessing. We appreciate it. We'll get her in the car. She said, all right, we'll keep it to Thursday. Keep it until the car gets. So thank God for friends like that.
Amen.
Thank God. So we appreciate you. Just a little something that we can say we love you publicly and we appreciate you. Are you ready for the word?
Yeah.
Somebody's out preaching all the time. Isaiah chapter 46. And I'm going to read in your hearing from verse number 8.
The version is just amplified.
I'm not sure.
And 8. Isaiah 46. When you have it, say amen.
Amen. If
you don't have it, catch the recording. All right? It says this, Dr. Ray. It says, remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Verse number 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
That's 8 through 11. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse number 11 says, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a
foreign,
yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass.
Chapter 46.
I have purposed it. I will do it.
Hallelujah.
I will do it. Real quickly, Esther chapter number 6. Just going to read one verse of scripture, and then we're going to get into the meat of this word. Esther chapter number 6.
It's showing now.
On that night, could not the king sleep?
I know, but
and so he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles. And they were read before the king. I'd like to preach for just a few moments from this subject. You know how we do in church. Look at your neighbor. Say neighbor. And if they didn't say it like they really mean it, turn around and, you know, say, no, 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 you need to come correctly. Don't be coming to me whispering, you're nothing Catholic. You Pentecostal. You act like you know. Say it. Neighbor! Word of the Lord today for this house is. It's got to happen.
It's got to happen.
Come on. It's got to happen. I want to talk for a few moments here. Dr. Ray is a teacher. He gets excited every now and again. He's not a hooper. He's not a hollerer. He's a teacher. So we can co-share this message. I'd like to go Dr. Ray for the A clause. Then I'd like to go Bishop English for the B clause. the doctrine of providence. We must understand, people of God, in this hour, that we are a people that have lost touch to the teaching of God. We, in this society, we understand, Misha, that we have become so messed up with all of this prosperity preaching. We have become so messed up with all of this prophetic words. Everybody got a word from the Lord. We're trying to find ways to present God and his attributes to the people of God. But I think, my brothers and sisters, one of the challenges, Dr. Ray, is that the Bible said in the last days, people will turn away from sound doctrine. Don't y'all push me too early. And they want to hear stories or fables or stuff that will tickle people's ears. But I come to tell you, English is getting ready to come back on the scene, because we got to get back to teaching the doctrines of God. The reason why we are struggling is because we don't really understand the very sovereignty of the God that we serve. I know you shout about God, and some of the reason why you couldn't shout is because you don't know the person that you're shouting for. You might know about him, but you really don't know him. I am tired of Pastor Bruce coming into services when they're telling me about what God wants to do. But I want somebody to tell me about who God is. Because when I learn, Sister Dulce, about who God is, then I don't have to worry about what it's going to do. I need to understand that he is a God of providence. Can I preach God? I don't want to preach miracles, signs, and wonders yet, but I want to preach God. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. When we talk about God's providence, we talk about the very foreknowledge of God. We cannot have a discussion about God's sovereignty and his providence until we talk about God's foreknowledge. When we talk about God's foreknowledge, we talk about God's counsel. When we talk about God's counsel, then we teach about God's will. When we talk about God's will, it leads us to understand God's providence. You would not be struggling off the half the stuff you're struggling if you really knew God. I really don't think you're worried about your bills. Dr. Reed's trying to tell you about God. When you know the passion of who he is, then you won't worry about all the other vicissitudes, all the other proclivities that you face when your child gets sick and you are struggling. When you know about God, you won't call Dr. Ray, you call God. When you understand the person of who God is, then you don't have to call Lady T about your problems, you call God. David said, I called the Lord, and he heard me. I'm preaching to her, and he inclined his ear and he answered me. Can I just talk a few moments about God? The definition of God's sovereignty is when we say that God is sovereign, then we affirm his right to govern the universe, which he has made for his own glory, just as he pleases. To say that God is sovereign is to say that he does what he pleases, only as he pleases and when he pleases. I'm going somewhere, stay with me, I got a few more minutes. It is obvious that in our nation there is increasing disrespect for the, Dr. Wooden says it, the God of the Bible. God, that thing got in my spirit this morning. I want to talk about the God of the Bible. We're talking about the God that soothes all your anger. We talk about an infinite God. We talk about a God that just comes when you want him and never's on time. We keep trying to find ways to keep you. We'll throw strobe lights on the wall. We'll do all kinds of flags going on. We'll put all kinds of sound systems to invest into exciting you. But when you learn about God, something about knowing the very person, the triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody just shout, it's got to happen. Most pulpits on publications are I'm not talking about the true God of the Bible. It's not being presented. Rather, a very distorted character of the true and living God is being presented. You know why? Because worship services are overtaking Bible study. Worship services. We got more worship services than we have altar calls. I got a prophecy for you, but I got to hold it. It's burning in my belly. It's burning in my belly. I heard, I might as well just release it now, because I heard God say college, and I heard you say something about college. But there's another realm to be harvest that's getting ready to happen. Y'all miss a good place to shout harvest. God does not only want me to go home. God does not only want to stop you at 25 years of the church. God does not only want to stop you at 12 years of school. But God is saying, because of the oil that's on your life, there are some adults out there that need to understand the doctrine of theology. There's some adults out there that needs the doctrine of sanctification. There are also some adults out there that have skipped past school, and they're trying to understand about God. And God wants to raise you up to teach not only kids, but I prophesy another building, a college of arts, so a Christian academy for a town. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. We got a character of the true and living God. The God that we have been presented is becoming politically correct. He's becoming Dr. Bruce. He's becoming politically correct and a user-friendly God. We have to spice up our youth church so that the youth can learn Jesus. No, we don't. We need to teach the parents, and the parents need to teach you Jesus, because church is not a replacement for your oil. Church should be an enhancement for what you already do in your own. Oh, y'all not going to help me here. You bring them to church. You give them to the pastor. I dare you, the next time somebody comes to you, not yet, don't push me. The next time somebody comes to you and say, pray for my kid, I dare you to send them back to your mama and say, you got the power. You have the influence. You show them Jesus. I'm supposed to get them out. All right. We were not there to offend our sense of fairness. We leave the church because Dr. Ray's not being fair. God is using him to raise up Jerry Dawson, but won't bring up Elder Carmella. And so we as pastors think we got to be fair when God said you're not qualified. And instead of giving them the oil because of their qualifications and their spirituality, we want to be fair pastors. So we try to give you what belongs to them and give you what belongs to them. You know how you do as a mama? No, if you don't do right, you ain't getting a cookie. You got to earn that cookie. You got to make your life obedient. Didn't mama tell you to clean your room? That's not trying to be fair and be righteous, because God ain't going to bless you because you're crying. God not going to give you. Nobody at your job will give you a promotion because you're whining. If you want to do good, God will bless you. If you keep going evil, God will turn. Am I teaching all right? Yeah. I got to move. Somebody say it's got to happen. I got to move. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Watch this. All scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given, is God breathed. But look at this, Pastor Bruce. It says, and is profitable for doctrine.
Yeah.
The first thing that he said scripture was good for was teaching. Let me move. We gotta get out of here. We get out of here enough time. I can get back to my church. I don't know how. We'll see. Probably not. I don't know. But I want you to see this. Y'all gotta let the book talk.
You remove all the scriptures.
Stop letting people tell you what the book says. Churches mess up because you got people telling you what God meant that don't even know God themselves. But if you knew who God was, you would send me back to the pool and take eat for yourself. I dare you turn around to somebody and say, neighbor, eat what's in your belly. You've already caught everything about God inside of you. Why are you going after another man to tell you about God? God resides on the end. Eat what's in your stomach. Eat what's in your belly. All scripture is given and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. None of this tells me that all scripture was given for preaching. It was God breathed to instruct you. And what you have is people that walk away from the church are ignorant people that have not been instructed.
Wow.
Because if you was instructed, we will follow. But they don't fall down. What's keeping me here? Can I go? Y'all pray for me. When Eddie Long had his controversy, T.D. Jakes has his controversy, pastors have their controversy. People start leaving the church. That's because they were tied to the heart of the leader. I don't want to burn somebody that's tied to the heart of God. I don't care if you smoke weed. I don't care if you start snorting crack. For God I believe. And for God I die. I'm not here for Pastor Ray. He happens to just be in the way. I'm here for God. God died for me. God shed his blood. And when I understand who God. Get to know who God. Get to know who God. God, y'all gotta come get me because I feel like you can't help but get excited, Jerry. When you talk about Yahweh, when you talk about the Messiah, when you talk about the King of Kings, when you talk about the Lord, listen, you ain't even gotta lay hands on me. When I know about God, he'll heal me. What now? God. Somebody just shout his name. Some call him Jehovah, but his name is God. Sit down, Carmella. Don't you talk like that. We need a time's moving. We need to reintroduce doctrines. It is through doctrines that the revelation of who God is revealed to us. He says here in the text, I have spoken in Isaiah, and I will bring it to pass. He said, I have purposed, I will do it. Look when God talks. Isaiah 46 and 9, God says, I am God, and there is none other. I like when I read the text, Bishop, God talks about himself. He said, when I look around to find somebody to give counsel, I have to take counsel with my own self. Because I am called. In the beginning, called. That's where it started at. And that's where we need to get back. Look at somebody, tell them, get back to the beginning, baby. If you messed up in church, if you've been lied to about pastors, if you've been prophesied to, don't run away from God. Just run back to God. Don't run back to church, run back to God. Don't run back to a prophet, run back to God. He'll never fail. He said, I'll never leave. Nor forsake. He said, I'll be with you even until the end of the earth. I wish I had some help. I'm getting excited talking about God. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He is a waymaker. He's a preacher of the Lord. He's a mother when I'm mothers. He's a father when I'm fathers. Alright, so now we're just talking about God. I feel like running, y'all.
Maybe a spirit is
and if you're saved, you should feel him stirring in your belly right now. Because ain't nobody gonna talk about my wife. attention. When you start talking about how good a hair look, you get my attention. Can God get your attention? Try to calm down. Y'all, he says this, I have spoken. I will bring it to pass. He said, I purposed it, and I will do it. Signed, God. He says, I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there's none like me. When you understand God, my brother, when you understand God, you'll start understanding the uniqueness of our God. He's in a class all by himself. I don't care how good my need about him is. She can't outgo God.
The red background was messed up. I thought it was part of this.
I don't care how deep signature it is. She'll never be able to outgo God. Some of us all excited because she knows how to talk about rims and dimensions. But when you understand who God is,
that music to this?
Paul said, I didn't come to you with all this lovely speech, but I came to you the God that I serve is a God of glory, is a God of power. Have no demonstration. I'm talking about the uniqueness of God. He's in a class all by himself. When something you hear that goes to you that on the line, just because you're in your own house and you're sitting at your own dining room table or at your own coffee table, wherever you're sitting, I pray that you feel the same God that we feel in here. Somebody shout God. Win. When something is going wrong and it's happening that doesn't look like God, then we are acting as if we don't know what it means for God to be God. The goodness of God. Somebody say God is good. He tells them what it means to be God. He declares the end from the beginning. Verse 8, I believe he goes on to say, from ancient of time, things that are not yet done. He declares how things will turn out long before they even happen. Y'all missed a good place to shop right there. Y'all come here with weights. Y'all get up on Sunday morning with, what are you going to do with my business? What are you going to do with my family? I hear God saying to try. I got to get my family to God. That's what I got to do because preachers have messed me up. Y'all don't hear me no more. People have told me things about the God. And I took their word, but I get to know who God and teach me. Oh Lord,
the ways of thy statutes,
and I shall observe them with my whole heart. The God tribe that I'm talking about, no time to tell your end, even before it starts. That's the kind of God, even before stuff starts happening, the providence of God. When you understand the doctrine of providence, preach me, Lord. You may say this is the doctrines of God's word.
That's the first one I think.
Not his providence. For his sovereignty, I have to move. But he says, watch this. My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. The way he declares his foreknowledge is by his forecounsel and his forepurpose. Am I teaching all right? The way that he declares his foreknowledge is by declaring his forecounsel and his forepurpose. The reason why God knows the end from the beginning is because he plans the future. Goes back to accomplish it. Y'all missed a good place to shout. That's all right. I'm seeing the cloud right now. But God goes to the end of your dilemma and starts fixing the end. Then comes back and increases my help to you. He comes back to your beginning. After he goes back and plans the plot, then he works the outcome before your end. You missed. You worried about the outcome, and God's worried about the income. He's going to go back to your future because he's God. And when you understand his nature, when you understand his character, then you handle problems a little bit different. Come on, tell the truth. Anybody in here been handling problems wave your hand in the air, wave them like you just don't care. If you know you've been complaining, if you know when you've been saying, God, when are you going to work this out? God, I'll never go back to another church again. Come on, I don't want to hear nothing, but let me reintroduce you to a man called God that knew that you were going to need church. He knew that you were going to leave church. He knew that you were going to get sick of pastors. He knew you were going to get sick of prophecies. So he caused that to happen. So he already knew you.
He already knew.
From your beginning. Let me tell you something. If you catch this word, and you catch it like you're really supposed to catch it. I'm telling you, not because of me, not because of anything that Dr. Ray has done,
come on.
Not because of any preacher being better than the other.
Come on.
I believe prophetically, yes. If you catch this word at this 25th year anniversary, it will revolutionize this church and it will revolutionize your life. God is not as concerned about fixing faith hearts. He wants to fix your hearts. He wants to come to your address and let you know he knew what was going on before it even stopped. When you understand his providence, the doctrine. We don't teach doctrine. You know what we teach? Grab your neighbor by the hand and shout me. Within the next 7 days, you're gonna get a miracle. Slap your neighbor high five and tell your neighbor that by the time you get home, there's gonna be a miracle in your mailbox. Shout! Teach me about God, because when I know about God, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall not, no, not gonna help me preach. When you know about God, don't be slave me, yet will I trust him. See, get your confidence off the man and put it on. Put it on God. The future. I gotta move. So the providence of God is talking about God's hidden. In our text, let me close. I feel good. That in my sanctified soul. In our text, let's look at our text. Our text introduces us in chapter number 6 of the book of Esther. It talks about Esther, Mordecai, the king Ahasuerus, and it talks about the man Haman. I don't have time. I do, but you don't. You don't have the tolerance I do. But see, I come from a book where you understand God. They sat down on the rock and they listened to what God had to say. The Bible said from sun up to sun down. See, we lost tolerance for God because people are putting their stuff in the way. If you're talking about God, talk about me about God all day long. I sit there, read me the script, tell me what the Bible said. Let's do the Bible the Bible way. And they don't do that no more. Because they'll lose members. You can't lose what's already lost. The next 25 years, you're not going to have to work as hard. He's going to take over. I got a whole shotgun. All right, I got to move. Because I feel the preaching in my belly. The Bible talks about this. A Jewish woman married this king from Persia. Give me 15 minutes. I'm over my time. I said I wanted to get done 30 minutes. Y'all know preachers need to be prayed and delivered for lying spirits. I didn't mean it, but I got to get all this out. But I want to tie this in and I'll be done when I'm finished. Is this all right? I'm talking about God. So chapter 6, Esther talks about this situation that Esther finds herself in. It goes all the way through the text of talking about how that the enemy was trying to take the children of Israel, the Jews, was trying to destroy God's people from off of the face of the earth by using the enemy called Haman. Haman had exalted himself so bad. The Bible says here, and if you got to go through the text, because I can really preach the whole text, but I'm going to try to summarize it here. The Bible said that the king Mordecai, not king Mordecai, the servant, was sitting at the king's gate. The Bible said that he was sitting at the king's gate and he overheard Bigthan and Teresh, two of the adjectives. Uh-oh, I don't want to mess with what's going on here. But you got to be careful. Don't surround yourself about people that find complaints about the pastor.
Woo!
All right, that one was free. You won't cost you nothing. Meanwhile, moving right along. But Big Desh and Teran was sitting outside of the king's gate, and they overheard, Mordecai overheard him. They're talking about conspiring to kill the king. Yeah. Esther is up in the palace having her beauty treatment. Things are going well for Esther, but Mordecai was a little unsettled. I'm going to try to preach this not from a note, if y'all don't mind. I want to preach it out of my belly. Is that all right? That'll make me get done out real quickly. So the Bible said that Mordecai, all every day was sitting at the gate. He was positioned in the right place to hear the right thing. I'm still preaching about God. And so because Mordecai overheard what preaching on, what Big Fesh, Big Dan, and Teresh heard, we'll all have to say about the king, Pastor Rob. The Bible said that Mordecai now tells Esther what was going on, that there was a threat against the king's life. And here's the thing, they wrote it down in the book of the Chronicles. Then all of a sudden, the Bible said that after this, that Haman got promoted. Oh, God, I wish I had somebody to preach to today. Have you ever sat around somebody that's doing the wrong thing? And you did the right thing. Y'all not going to preach with me. And then all of a sudden, you watch them get the house. You watch them get the car. You watch them get married. You watch them get promoted. But you the one that was tired. You the one that was coming to church and you're asking God, what about my family? You watch other people that's living sin turn around and get blessed right in front of your face. But I want to tell you something. Because of the providence of God, it's got to happen. The Bible said that Mordecai, every day Mordecai walked to and fro in the gate. And he tried to tell Esther that you gotta go tell the king. That if you don't tell the king what's going on, your very life is going to be at stake. So Esther is worried because you can't go in front of the king in any kind of way. You have to be subtle. So here's Esther between a rock and a hard place. So the Bible said that Haman started devising a scheme to try to wipe out Mordecai and Esther and the Jews because he was the enemy of God's people. Yes, Lord. And the Bible said that Haman wanted to hang Mordecai on the gallows and destroy. I got to get to the end of my text. Y'all go ahead and preach this thing. I don't know who I'm here to preach to, but I want to tell you something. They wrote this down in the book. And the Bible says that on that night, any other day, it's just like any other day. That's why you gotta take your time and let the text work for you. Am I preaching all right, son? You gotta let the word talk because Dr. Ray, right in here on that text, it says that night. Well, some of you have read that story and kept on moving past and said, "What's so important about that night?" Because it could have been any other night, but there was something significant, preach Holy Ghost, about that night. The Bible says, preach more, the Bible said that on that night, the king got restless and could not sleep. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but your miracle is getting restless. And y'all don't want to help me here. Honey, we got to go. Because they're staring on me like I'm crazy. But I come to tell somebody that night. Can you look at somebody and tell them that night? That night. Come on, Mr. Bass Player. Help me preach about that night. Come on, Miss Trumpet, help me preach about that night. What was so important about that night? Let me tell you about that night. There was many things that could have kept the king up, but on that night, God snatched sleep from the king, and he was restless, and he was walking to and fro, and he couldn't sleep. Preach Holy Ghost, and the Bible said, somebody shout the Bible sleep. If the chief couldn't sleep, I didn't say take it. I said, go home. The Bible said that while the king, are you going to play? I said, while the king, get it hard. While the king. If you're not going to play, you can sit out there. I said, while the king was restless and could not sleep, the Bible said he turned around and said, bring me the book of the Chronicles. Y'all not getting happy. I'm talking about that night. Then all of a sudden, God made him open the book. And out of all the stories that he couldn't read, he could have read the story about when he captured the battle. He could have read the story about when he won the victory. But God had him flip the page. Y'all not hear what I'm saying. I'm talking about the hand of God, and God had him flip the page number 6. The king is good. He flipped the page. The king is great. He flipped the page. Then all of a sudden, he reads a story about a man. Y'all not playing. I said he read a story about a man that saved his life. How is it that God kept it early? God calls that preacher not to be able to sleep and read the story. But what you gotta understand is that the day that Mordecai saved the king's life wasn't the same day that he read the story. God has a way of working his plan. I come to tell somebody, I don't care how long you've been struggling. I don't care how long you've been worrying. I don't care how long you've been waiting. Prophet English came to tell you it's got to happen. It's got to happen. I know you've been waiting on God, but it's got to happen. I know you're waiting on a miracle, but it's going to happen. Get on your feet. Slap 3 people and tell them it's going to happen. It's going to tell him it's going to happen. He's going to wake up the king. He's going to wake up your miracle. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. I dare you to prophesy to your own life. Thank you. Come on, tell him it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. You gotta keep saying, though he slay me, yet will I trust him in all the days of my poor time. I'm gonna wait until the change comes. I got to go, but I stopped by here to tell 7 people that what you thought God had forgot about, what you thought was under the cover. God is getting ready to raise somebody up and make your thing happen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. And it ain't gonna happen while you sitting there panicking. It's gonna happen. All the those that are excited about God. How many in here trust God? How many in here trust God? It's got to happen. It's got to happen. Because God is not a man. He If he said it, I'm going to bring it to pass. Somebody in here. I'm done. Somebody here been waiting and thought God had forgotten. Get my teddy. I'm about to move quickly.
I think a towel. I thought you had one already.
If God said he was going to deliver your house, then get ready for it. If God said he was going to set your family free open it. If God said he was going to, some of you right today has prayers before the Lord. You've walked away from things. You became discouraged. You became despondent. And you struggle day by day to come into the presence of the Lord. When people say praise him, you wonder why. When people say clap your hands, you don't have the strength. Because imagine how Mordecai felt. I'm watching others get promoted. Watching others, rather, watching others get promoted. Watching others get blessed. I wish I had some true people here that would be honest and say that I am tired of watching everybody get what belongs to me. It was 4 to 5 years. It was 4 to 5 years before the book was read. Do you hear this? 5 years, Pastor Rob, since he did a good thing and saw the results. 5 years. What's your number? How long have been a Mahoshai?
You must not be feeling.
Can I minister?
What's that?
Can I minister?
No, I see him out there walking.
5 long years. What about me, Lord? What about me, Lord? You're trying to hide. You're trying to act like you're cool. You're trying to act like you got it all together, but the truth of the matter is, what about me, Lord? What about me, Lord? God, I'm tired of everybody else getting ahead. What am I doing wrong? Nothing. You're just not trusting the God that you serve.
Wow.
I don't care how long it takes. Isaiah said, I have already said there is a prophecy over your life. If I'm talking to you this morning, I dare you to not second guess it. Get out of that seat, meet me at this altar. Meet me at this altar. Don't be cute about it. Say, God, I need something to happen for me. I need something to happen for me. I need it for me. I need it for me. I need to know who you are for real. Not what my mama told me about it. Not what my pastor said, but help me meet you. And when I learn about you, when I learn about you, when I learn about you, I'll recognize some things. That God, nothing that he says over your life will ever fall. You might run. You might struggle. You might become rebellious and disobedient. But there's nothing that you've done to cancel what he's done. Yes, Lord. And I come to minister to this that it's come to happen. Why does it have to happen? Dr. Rue, you know why it has to happen? Because he has to get glory. Don't hear what I'm saying? Because he has to get glory. And if you fail, it makes him look bad. And the Lord, he is. I'm going to dare you to lay your hands on your own chest and say, God is coming for what he's spoken for me. I know people that give it upon you. I know people that say you'll never amount to anything. I know people say that you can't do this. But in the whole shine, in the whole shine, but I pray today that you will be reintroduced. Nothing. I don't care what you need. Get a whole shot. Where's the pastor? Am I okay to minister? Yes, sir. I don't care what you need. But what you did. Stop beating up on yourself. Stop beating up on yourself. Stop beating up on yourself. You're more hard on yourself than others are on you. Maybe it's not meant for me to be liked. Maybe it's not meant for me to be a hater. What God spoke over you is going to come to pass. I don't care how long you've got to wait. I come to minister to this house today that it's got to happen. Because he put a word in your belly. You're trying to run the wrong direction. You're trying to run the wrong direction. You're trying to fit in, and you know. But here's the thing that the Lord says. Stay right there in the song. Every mistake that you made, I got behind it. And I knew you were going to make it. And I haven't changed my mind about you. I hear business owner. I hear CEO. You're going to own your own. I see you as a business entrepreneur. I don't know nothing about you. I haven't seen you since you were young. Other than your own picture that they showed me. Say, you know who this is. And on the outside, you look beautiful. When people don't understand, on the inside, there's such a struggle going on in you. Yeah, but guess what? He brought you here not to see Bishop English. He brought you here to meet him so he can let you know he still loves you. He still cares about you. And he will not repent of what he put over you. You will be the woman of God that he has called you to be. Shut up, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Out of your belly, today is your day of deliverance. Today is your day that he's going to set you free of that depression that keeps coming on that over you. That spirit of that suicidal demon. That spirit of wanting to quit and give up. You can't quit. You can't quit. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Those of you in the audience, if you're worshipers, just begin to tell the Lord, have this way. Just begin to love on him. Just begin to love on them, pastors, elders, evangelists, ministers. Just stretch your hands as God begin to minister. Your healing is coming now. Oh, be healed. Be delivered. Be set free. I will shine in the name of Yeshua, Jesus. The Christ. Walk in greatness. Walk in greatness. And whoever that young lady is that's around you, another Hoshaya that's trying to pull you away, I curse her from the root. She's not your friend. Somebody backbite you. I see in the spirit. My God, and you know it too, but you're still trying to fit in. If I'm talking to you, it's God talking back to you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, God's going to change your friend list. He's going to change your friend list. Because where you're about to go, God's going to send you godly people. God's going to surround you by strong women. I see you at a workshop. I see you at some kind of youth workshop. Young women in Christ. I don't know what it is, but there's something that God wants to use you for. And I want you to get your face back into the Word. I wanted you to get your face back into God's face and let him reveal his will to you. You will never be the same. I declare it. Somebody clap your hands and celebrate the Lord will listen to this. Yes, Lord. Those are the altars that you have to receive. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Close your eyes and begin to prophesy to your own self. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Yes, Lord. I'm not praying for everybody. I do it as the Lord leads. But if I'm here, let God touch you. Let God touch you. I need you to reclaim me. I need you to redeem me. I need to meet you. I need to meet you at my point of pain. My point of emotion. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That confusion. They've called me out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You struggling in your mind with your own identity. And I'm a little shy. I don't know what's going on with these young people up here. And I'm a little shy. You didn't come here to see me, you come here to see God. Lord, I love my shine, I love my shine. Yes, God, even you. I just keep seeing this surrounding group of people that are around y'all. I don't know who they are. And I hear Mama saying, you need to watch out. And you keep saying, Mom, I'm growing up. Let me lay off of me. Let me do my own thing. Let me do this. God's trying to save your life. There's a party that you were supposed to be at. And there was a shootout. Somebody was carrying a gun. God said, I saved your life and kept you from going. Because you keep trying to fit in. My God. God says to tell you this, you're beautiful all by yourself. Yeah. You're beautiful all by yourself. And God has not forgotten what he's placed on you. Oh, Lord, I wish I had some praying people here today. I know we gotta go. I know we gotta go. But what better way to celebrate the anniversary than God delivering Saul? Yes, Lord. It's gotta happen. Father, I pray for each and every one of these people that's on this phone. I pray for each and every one of them. Be encouraged, sweetie. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I hear the same thing all around this whole group. I know y'all says no. I don't know you. But I do. Y'all pray together. You say you don't do this sometimes. There's some stuff warring against your system here. Some stuff warring against you. I need y'all to come together a little closer. I want you to start writing. There's a book in your belly about your story. Signing books. Is God talking to you? I see you signing books. And I need you to write your business plan out. And when you're done it, if you remember, and the Lord calls you to remember, just inbox me. Inbox Lady E and say, I'm done it. And I want to declare prophecy over you. That God's going to give you the center, He's going to give you the place. He's going to give you the funds that you need. Can I say one more thing? I'm moving. There's another level of college. There's another. Oh, shut up. I just saw books again opening up. I hear doctorate. I hear bachelor. I hear master's. I hear God wants to educate you in the secular realm, not just in the church. But I want you to go after God with all that you have. You've been raised right in the presence of God. And God's going to do everything that He promised. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Come here, sweetie. Come here. Come here. Lift your hands. Come on. I'm your verse. Everything. That the enemy is trying. Would y'all touch and agree with me? See, sometimes we struggle and they go in a different way than what we pray. But if God's word be true, it's going to happen. She will be the woman of God. That God, oh, thank God, every prophecy from her childhood, what I prayed in the womb, I pray would become manifestation. I pray, God, that you would open up doors that no man can close, and that you would close doors that no man can shut. I pray for supernatural wisdom and revelation knowledge of you. I pray for a deliverance in her spirit that she would continue to hold strong and go after you. You've dropped some things.
You've left some things, but there's yet more to die. And as he strips you, he will reveal that every word that he's prophesied over your life shall come to pass. If you believe it with me, somebody celebrate and say, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Find him. Come on, Pastor Rob. Where's the enemy? Come on, Pastor Rob. Come on, brothers. I need the strong men of God. Come on, yeah, love a whole shot. We're going home, I promise. But I came to work. That might be all. He saved him at the deliverance. Caused him to meet you. Caused him to meet you. In your own spirit. God, I want you. I want not what Mama told me about. I want you to reveal yourself to me in a way that only you can. As these brothers stand together, we come in union and we unify ourselves. And we cover this young man against the wiles of the enemy that would try to snuff him out of here. I pray, God, that you will let him know, even in his worst days, you love him. And there's nothing that he can do to change your mind about him, and that you want to redeem him. You want to show him your way. In the name of Jesus, help him to make decisions in his spirit towards you. He shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I speak to his heart in every broken place, every confused place. In the name of Jesus, speak God for him. And we declare that it shall happen. In the Lord's name. Somebody celebrate the Lord all over here. We pray for everybody that's up here. I'm going to speak what I hear. There's something going on in your body right now. There's something going on in your body. And you've been afraid to go to the doctor. But as of today, I speak healing to that. There's a knot in your stomach. I speak to your body. Speak to that blood. Cancer will not have you. Fibroid tumor, I rebuke you now. In the Boshomana, that hereditary spirit that was passed down, I curse it from the very root. And that struggle that you've been facing, I pray for a lifting in your spirit. In the name of that heaviness, I rebuke depression off of you now. I rebuke depression. I rebuke depression off of you. Spirit of discouragement. Something's after you. And it will not happen, my God. Won't you put your hands on over your ears? Yes, Lord. Hear only me. Somebody's around you keep speaking discouragement to you. But be encouraged this day. Well, oh my gosh, today is your day of deliverance. Today is your day. It's going to happen. Matter of fact, it's happening right now. I wish I had 7 people that would praise God for her deliverance right now. That would believe God. Set her free now. Set her free. Heal. From the roof. So it be. So shall it be. It has been spoken. If you love the Lord, I want you to celebrate him. I want you to celebrate him. Come on, if you believe God has given us his presence today, we're about to go.
Come on, you can return to your seats. We pray now. We only pray as the Lord leads. As the Lord leads, as the Lord leads, as the Lord leads, as the Lord leads. We pray, family, we pray for you constantly. We pray for what you're after. What you're after, you're going to find. God has blessed you economically, physically, but there's a greater place for your family. Think, try, and I believe that. Oh, I need y'all to pray for me. Dr. Ray, would you help me? I'm going to get that out of your hair. I was honored to be here. I got to do what the Lord says. I don't know if I ever get a chance to come back again. But would you pray for him? I'm going to ask Dr. Ray to lay hands on my grandson. I constantly pray for him. But this man is after God. As a teenager, every time the presence of God comes, he feels him so strong. And I pray for him so often it's pop up. But I'm asking another brother to pray over you. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have you been blessed today? Have you received of the Lord? Just begin to love on him. That's healing that shoulder. That brother on the right. God's, I rebuke arthritis off of you. I rebuke arthritis off of you. I rebuke arthritis off of you. Arthritis. Do you have back problems? Sciatic. There's a nerve. There's a nerve that the Lord is showing me. Not moving. While you're holding your shoulder, the Lord is showing you there's a nerve in the bottom of your back. Pastor Bruce, while you stand there, if you would help me, just lay hands on that brother's lower back with his permission, with his permission, with his permission, with his permission. I want to speak to that spine.
Yes.
Do y'all believe God for healing?
Yes. Yes.
Do y'all believe God for healing? God is healing him now. God is healing him now. God is healing him now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory, I was looking for you. In the back, good to see us. I don't care how long. It's got to happen. Thank you, sir. Don't yell like that. Don't yell like that. We got to go. Dr. Ray, thank you. I pray that I served you in the house well this morning. I pray nothing but God's richest blessings upon you. And I may have said it in the beginning, but I said it again. While I was taking my shower this morning in the shower, the Lord began to deal with me and began to pray for you. And the woman of God already declared that there is so much more. I don't know what you have planned. But there's some stuff that God has not even revealed to you yet. But he can trust you with. But I really sense that in my spirit. That there's another move, another level. Don't move. Don't move, sweetie. Don't move. There's another level of education that God is getting ready to give you a vision for. Because God's going to set a principal and a professor over this work. That you can trust to administrate the affairs of this house. And God's getting ready to set you in a place where adults and adult education. I just heard GED. I don't know what that is. I just heard GED. I just heard that in my spirit. What you say? It's already started. I just heard that. That's just the beginning of what God's going to be ready to do. I don't know if you have the plans for this yet, but start putting the plans together for the Christian Academy for adults, the leadership tracks. The leadership tracks. God is getting ready to send you somebody from the state. There's a grant that, Lord, I gotta move. I'm sorry. There is a grant. There is money that is coming. Oh my gosh. There is revenue that is going to come to fund this next dimension of your life. This next move of Faith Harvest. Wilmington has not seen Faith Harvest Worship Center yet. They have not, but God is about to put you on the map. Because there are people out here that need, because this is what I hear, the parents are going to say this, they're saying this amongst themselves. If they can do this for my kids, then
right.
they can do it for me.
Right, right.
Do y'all believe that? Would y'all stand to your feet as we release? I've overstayed my welcome, I apologize. Would y'all stand to your feet as we release this over to the man of God? Let's celebrate the Lord. If you believe God, and you believe that you received this word this morning, thank you so much. We pray that we served you well. But I wish you would just slap five, three or four people. Come on, get out of your seat and level somebody and tell them, it's got to happen. It's got to happen. Tell them it's about to happen this week for you. This week for you, it's going to happen. It's about to happen. Yeah, it's about to happen.
From the state of Delaware for Pastor Ray and for Lady Tim. But I'm going to do something really quickly because it's the funniest joke is when you give a microphone to a politician and to a pastor, and the time continues. Thank God I'm a public servant and not a politician. Pastor Ray is a first. Pastor Ray is a first because Pastor Ray and Lady T were the absolute first people in ministry to say, this is who we want in office, and we're going to put the signs on the church property. That was the very first time that ever happened in the state of Delaware. And as a result of that, at 2205 Lancaster Avenue, I stand before you as the state representative of the third district. And I'm smiling because, Bishop, I listen to your word. You can't preach like that unless you have faith. And your favor is sitting to your left. That woman of God is a blessing. She's a blessing because she blesses you. She blesses everyone with whom she comes in contact. Every time I touch her, I feel love with her. So you said it's going to happen? It will. I'm running for lieutenant governor now. September 10th, 2024 is our date with destiny. Now, Bishop, I ran a 5K this morning, okay, before I came here. And I sweat my hair out when you preached. I was good at the 5K. I've got more steps in after you preach, during the preaching. I said the blood. But thank you for that word. Pastor Ray and Lady T. While they're coming, you can't do this work unless you have people praying for you. I'm a member of Bethel AME Church, where my pastor. pastors, the Reverend Dr. Stanley Hurst. But these two have prayed for me since I was on city council. They prayed for me before I even became an elected official. I'm a filmmaker by trade. They never miss anything in my life. And so I could not miss this event today. So on behalf of the state of Delaware, the House of Representatives Tribune, be it hereby known to all that the House of Representatives acknowledges Pastor Ray Williams' 25th pastoral anniversary. We recognize Pastor Williams for his 25 years of outstanding devotion to ministry. This man of great faith is a remarkable spiritual leader who has touched the lives of so many. He faithfully serves Faith Harvest Worship Center and has worked enthusiastically promoting spiritual and physical growth for the church community. We commend Pastor Williams' outstanding contributions as they have truly been a blessing. The House of Representatives extends its sincere congratulations and directs this tribute be issued the 28th day of April 2024. Signed by the Speaker of the House, Val Walkers, Chief Clerk.
You've already stopped the recording.
And I believe his favorite state representative, Sherry Dorsey Walker.
Yeah, we can keep that solid.
I have something else for Pastor Ray and Lady T.